You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From the market stellar rally, Prime Minister Modi's US visit to the latest on the pandemic, I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. Let's get started with the top headlines of September 23rd, and as we progress, I'll share more details. In the market, Sensex jumped 950 points at close, while Nifty was above 17,800. Meanwhile, in a late update from yesterday, that is September 22nd, tech firm Freshworks made its debut on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange after a billion-dollar IPO. This makes it the first Indian software-as-service company to list on the American exchange. Prime Minister Modi is in US for his bilateral talks with Joe Biden and the Quad Summit. Today, he will meet Vice President Kamala Harris. Moving on, in some good news, for those of you looking to fly to Canada, reports say that direct flights from India may resume soon. Are you worried that the Delta variant of COVID is worse for kids? Well, experts say no. On the global front, Fed policymakers see an upward march in interest rates starting next year. First up, let's take a look at the market. Indian equity benchmark indices jumped nearly 2% today, with Sensex and Nifty scaling record highs during the session. Sensex closed at a record high of 59,885 as it jumped over 950 points. The Nifty 50 index surged 276 points to end above 17,800. During the session, Sensex even soared over 1,000 points to 59,957, while the broader index, NSE, also jumped nearly 300 points to hit an all-time high of 17,843. Meanwhile, enterprise software maker Freshworks Inc. that made its Nasdaq debut on Wednesday was valued at $12.2 billion. This after its shares opened 21% above its initial offering price, which indicates that there is a strong demand for firms that have thrived during the pandemic. Back home in India, Freshworks founder and CEO Girish Mathrubhutam said that listing on the American exchange is a dream come true. Freshworks is India's first software-as-a-service tech startup to get listed on the US stock exchange. Next up, let's take a look at PM Modi's packed day one schedule during his US visit. Modi will be part of as many as 8 meetings today. This includes his meeting with US Vice President Kamala Harris, who traces her roots to India. Moreover, he'll hold bilateral meetings with his American and Japanese counterparts, Scott Morrison and Yoshihide Suga. He'll also meet top 5 American CEOs today and highlight the economic opportunities in India. Moving on to a few updates related to the pandemic. First of all, for the people who have been waiting to travel to Canada, a report says that direct flights from India to Canada may resume on September 27th. These flights were banned due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and the ban is expected to be lifted based on results of COVID tests that were conducted on arrival in Canada on passengers traveling from New Delhi on 3 flights yesterday, that is September 22nd. Meanwhile, the US Food and Drug Administration has authorized a booster dose of the Pfizer and BioNTech COVID vaccine for those 65 and older, all people at high risk of severe disease, and others who are regularly exposed to the virus. Well, for those of you worried that the Delta variant of COVID may be worse for kids, experts say no, it's not. They say that there's no strong evidence yet that the Delta variant makes children and teens sicker than earlier versions of the virus, although Delta has led to a surge in infection among kids because it's more contagious. However, a pediatric infectious disease physician at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in Florida said that Delta's ability to spread more easily makes it more of a risk to children. And he underscored the need for masks in school and vaccinations for those who are old enough. Next up is another update from the US. Fed policymakers see upward march in interest rates starting next year. Half of US Federal Reserve policymakers now expect to start raising interest rates next year and think that borrowing costs should increase to at least 1% by the end of 2023. This points to a growing consensus that gradually tighter policy will be needed to keep inflation in check. The Fed has kept its benchmark overnight lending rate in the current target range of 0% to 0.25%, where it has remained since March 2020, when the economy cratered at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. But Fed has signaled that its bond buying taper will begin soon. The new economic projections showed 9 of 18 Fed policymakers now foresee a liftoff in interest rates next year compared to 7 in June. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any query or suggestion, do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top headlines for the day. Until then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com. Thank you for listening.